Thank you, Reggie and Mayu, as usual, for the beautiful music, and clearly the beautiful words in a hymn. Good morning once again, my friends. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Now, I am pretty sure that most, if not all of us here today, have previously heard or may have even personally spoken these lovely words. Peace be with you. And so it is today that throughout the human world, people of untold nationalities, of whatever so-called race, religion, and so forth, go about uttering such words, or similar words and phrases, that for the most part convey spiritual and loving overtones. For instance, the most common Arabic greeting is Assalamu alaikum, which means peace unto you. Now, while this is largely and technically a Muslim greeting, it is also used throughout the Arab world and other parts of the world. And we see that in Iran, Persia, and other places, people greet one another with the word salam. Salam, which literally means peace. Beautiful words as they are. Do such words in of themselves, as beautiful as they may sound, actually bring about a sense of real peace, of real tranquility in the hearts and souls of those to which these words are directed? Well, personally speaking, I would say that in most cases, they do not. Because if they did, we would no doubt be seeing greater love and greater light being demonstrated out in today's material world. Words are just that, my friends, words. And they alone can at best, and depending upon one's state of consciousness upon hearing such words, remind the individual as to who and what she or he really is in God. To this end, we learned in the basic principle of divine science course that affirmations do not create anything. Rather, they can prompt the individual to stop, to slow down, to go within, into the silence, to the one and only truth that is and has forever been. Our wonderful teaching, divine science specifically, is based upon the omnipresence of God. And this, of course, means that God is of us, in us, about us, and is the fullness of our spiritual being, an eternal being that has no beginning and no end, and is everywhere, in every place, at all times. You know, I look out in the sanctuary today, this Sunday morning, and see personalities with names. I see Janet. I see Sylvia. I see Clarence. And so on and so forth. I see you out here. Personalities. So we believe. But for certain, each of you, each of us, are much more than some personality. More than the flesh and blood and bones that we appear to be. We are more than the human whose breath is in his nostrils, that all too many believe is born in the physical flesh, faces the challenges and ups and downs of the material world, and then just dies a human death. Yes, my friends, we are much more than that. We are much more than what outward appearances convey. And we are reminded as such in Corinthians 2. 10, verse 7. You are looking at things as they are outwardly. If anyone is confident in himself that he is Christ's, let him consider this again within himself, that just as he is Christ's, so also are we. But the man in the flesh is of himself somewhat weak, and minus a realization of his spiritual oneness, his truth in God, he leans toward people and places and things for his sense of purpose, for his sense of worth, for his happiness, for love, for his abundance, for his health, and for his peace of mind. And just like the song goes, he is looking for love in all the wrong places. And for the purpose of today's lesson, we can say he is seeking peace of mind in all the wrong places. This being the case, real peace of mind, God consciousness, although within him and of him, closer than breathing and hands and feet, goes unrealized as man goes about looking to establish and maintaining peace outside of himself, out in a world of chaos, arrogant babble, and emotionally filled personalities. The fact is that even those individuals with seeming wonderful and great intentions, those that we call good people, go about seeking peace from without, seeking to bring people together in love and peace, going about seeking to spread peace around the world through the mental. But as harsh as it might sound, so many of these individuals really do not understand what true peace of mind is, and from where real and eternal peace of mind comes. If they did, they would know intuitively that peace and peace of mind, just like everything else that is good, perfect, and eternal, are already within and of them, as sons and daughters of God, one in him. But simply stated, when man comes to realize his true being in his Father, when he comes to really know the God that lives him, it is then that he shall know real peace of mind and experience its wonderful and peaceful demonstrations out here in the world. Good intentions as they may be, until the individual comes to realize that peace is, that love is, that God is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient, that there is none else, human and limited man shall in ignorance continue to base his search for peace out in the realm of the mental as a son of man. Moreover, we come to see that peace within nor peace without can never be of God when the individual believes that there is a separate power outside of himself, some God separate and apart from him, when the individual maintains a human sense of duality, me and God, me here, God there. Given such error thinking and a sense of duality, a belief that there is both good and bad in himself and others, that there is rich and poor, sick and healthy, those that are friends and those that are enemies, how can one ever realize and procure any true peace of mind? They cannot, as this type of human and limited thinking, thinking based solely upon the human experience, and those appearances that appear to be real out in the world of flesh are the case of, or the cause of fear, distrust, anxiety, prejudice, hate and arrogance, of ignorance, and of a life of lack and limitation, a life that seems never to be satisfactory or peaceful. Albert Einstein said it quite well. Peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding. And although Einstein's immediate meaning may have been about man's armies out here in the world, and that they of themselves can never bring about lasting and true peace without, we can also liken it to the fact that human man can never use his human will to appropriate and maintain true peace of mind within. Peace of mind and peace throughout the world can never be kept through human will, through political or regional mandates, because there is no real truth at work in these cases. Look at history. And so the words of the Master in John 14:27 shall always prevail. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And quoting the words of a gentleman by the name of Charles Fillmore, man's whole character is determined by the thoughts of which he allows a place in his mind. A strong man or a weak man is what he is because of repeated thoughts of strength or weakness. Steadfast affirmations of peace will harmonize the whole body, structure, and open the way to attainment of healthy conditions in mind and body. And so it is that which we call the law of expression is forever at play. And all that appears out here in our lives and in the lives of all individuals around the world has to do with what we and they think upon, act upon, and thus bring forth out here in our life experiences. How many times have we heard the expression, my friends, in this church, as within, so without? And if that which we bring forth out here in the world is not born of God mind, of love, of a mind full of peace, a mind at peace, of a sense of joy, then it is temporary, fleeting, and limited, and it shall wither and die. Take for instance the many marches for peace in this or that part of the country, this or that part of the world, over the last centuries. If man truly had peace of mind, true peace of mind, would there even be a need for such marches? Of course not. Because a mind at peace, of God peace, brings forth only that which is good for the individual and good for everyone around him. And about the world marches for this and for that, let's face it, my friends, not one of these well-meaning activities, although from a human perspective may be admirable in intent, have produced sustained peace of mind within for its overall participants. Nor have they brought about a permanent peace among the human race. Why? Because true peace of mind and love are of God and God alone. The same is the case for man's wars. Wars and mayhem of the material world that are brought about by errant ego, by hate, prejudice, racial intolerance, ignorance, and the mental desire to gain global power and rule over others. All a result of man turning away from the very truth of his universal and individual being as a son of God. Those with true peace of mind, with God consciousness, those that know the every single individual on earth are their sisters and brothers in Christ, are incapable of bringing forth such error and ugliness. Why? Because God is in place, and peace of mind just are. And so it is, as history reveals, that during the aftermath of this or that war, we see man forming peace treaties and global organizations to maintain so-called world peace. All in vain, my friends. Why? Because these things are not built on the rock of truth, are not of God, do not come forth from a mind that is full of real peace, but rather they rest upon the loose and shifting sands of man's human limitations, his distrust of others, and his lack of realization in his truth as an individualized expression of God. And what about, and what message do we get from the world of today? While preparing for today's lesson, I came across a website. They had an article that addressed so-called peace and peace of mind. I want to share that with you, some of it. The article says, peace of mind is a state of mental and emotional calmness with no worries, no fears, no stress. In this state, the mind is quiet, and you can experience a sense of happiness and freedom. Such peaceful moments are not so rare. You have experienced them in the past. At times when you were engaged in some kind of an absorbing or interesting activity. Here are a few examples of how to get peace of mind. Watching an entertaining movie or TV program. Being in the company of someone you love. Being absorbed in reading a book. Lying on the sand at the beach. On vacation, when you experience some sort of mental numbness. Forgetting your work and day-to-day life. And in deep sleep, when you are not aware of anything. Such activities and similar ones take away the mind from its usual thoughts, worries, and constant thinking, replacing them with inner peace. Usually this state lasts for only a while, but we enjoy it while it lasts. The author also offers up other ways to find inner peace by such things like not watching the news, staying away from negative people, avoiding jealousy, accepting what cannot be changed in one's life, and so forth and so on. The goal, so the author states, is to create peace in your inner world, in your mind. It ends with the words, inner peace eventually leads to external peace. By creating peace in your inner world, in your mind, you bring it into your external world and into other people's lives. Now, although this article might offer up ways for man to enjoy a short respite from his usual sense of unrest, it offers absolutely no mention of the real, the only source of everlasting peace of mind. A peace of mind not of this world. A peace of mind that surpasses all human understanding. And the author himself even admits to the limitations of such efforts when he wrote, such activities and similar ones take away the mind from its usual thoughts, worries, and constant thinking, replacing them with inner peace. Usually, this state lasts for only a while. And so, as we know, the limited will of the human man, the man that knows not of his source, the mental man with all of his emotions and day-to-day, hour-to-hour mental ups and downs, can of himself never find and experience true and unlasting peace of mind. Thus, the words of the Master say it all, my friends. I, of myself, can do nothing. It is the Father within that doeth the works. And of course, this is why Paul reminds us that the old man, man's ego, his false sense of personal power, his arrogance, must die daily. It is then and only then that God's mind is revealed in full. So let us understand that the man Jesus himself knew intuitively that in the flesh he did not have power, but rather it was his, our innate and true source, the Creator, God the Father, within him and of him and of us that did the work, that brought forth the perfect demonstrations, that healed the sick and raised the dead, that was life eternal. So my friends, not living in God realization in our oneness with him, how can we, you and I, in the flesh, as limited human beings, procure and maintain perfect peace of mind out here in the world? It is never going to happen. Let us not be misled. Rather, let us always look within, sit in the silence, and be engaged in daily and earnest prayer and meditation, and realize that which we already are, one in and of God, is all that we shall ever be, perfect and eternal. And our truth is individualized expressions of God. Each one of us, a Christ, goes on forever into eternity, even after this temporary garment of the flesh is gone. We are truly and eternally blessed, my friends, and we are to keep faith in our true being and know and believe, without a doubt, the sacred message conveyed in Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. My friends, that which we seek, whether it be peace of mind, love, abundance, joy, satisfaction, wholeness, health, and eternal life, are already ours. And we shall live in and experience all that the Father is when we come into the realization of our truth in Christ, our oneness in our Father within. So, as we go about our business today and into the week and beyond, let us carry with us in our minds, in our hearts, in our souls, the wonderful words of truth within Romans 8, verse 6. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Shall we make this lesson practical today, my friends, and into the future? Will you join me now in our closing meditation and let this lesson into your consciousness and find real peace of mind? Please relax in your seats. Close your eyes. And let God consciousness be felt stirring within of you, about you, and within you is the Creator and the source of all that is and shall ever be, pure spirit, all power, all knowledge, all wisdom, all life. Be still. Be still and feel his presence now. Know that you are one in your Father. One presence, one power is all. take no thought for anything of the world without, that which has no power over you, because in God, in your truth, in your oneness, in the one and only presence, all peace, all love, all abundance, all joy, all knowing, all life is and always shall be. Father, how blessed we are to live in the knowledge of our dominion, to know that that which you are, so are we. How blessed we are that regardless of how many times we may foolishly turn away from our truth in you, dear Father, you remain within, in and of us always. And although we are often prodigal sons, your loving and eternal presence is changeless, there for us to the extent we go within to realize and partake of our heavenly glory. Yes, dear God, how blessed we are. Blessed in that your grace, your magnificent love, are indeed our sufficiency in all ways. And so it is, dear God, for the awareness of your loving and giving presence that is here now in all of its glory, all of its power. O most loving Father, I give you thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines his love upon thee and is gracious unto thee. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee peace. Amen.